One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello, welcome to Reddit Stories. I'm Shane, and today's episode is all about scary stories. I should give a blanket trigger warning here. These aren't really ghost stories. These are more true crime coded. So if that is not your cup of tea, maybe this isn't the episode for you. Just letting you know now, I'll give more trigger warnings throughout the episode. But I am joined by two of the scariest people I know, Damien and Amanda.
Boom!
That was so scary, Damien.
What?
You're so scary.
Thank you. Hello.
Hi.
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 Hello.
How's it going?
Great. I love true crime.
We're recording this at 8:45 in the morning.
Yes, we are, so which is the perfect time to listen to true crime.
Start your day the spooky way here on Smosh Reddit. That's the t-shirt.
Damien's sad it's not about ghouls.
Yeah. No, this is now sounding like the types of stories that genuinely scare me.
Yeah.
Because ghost stuff, I'm like, ooh, spooky. Yeah. But I'm not like, oh no, but people scare the crap out of me.
Oh, people are.
And this is about people?
Yeah.
People are scarier than ghosts.
100%. Yeah. I'm so down for anything spooky. Like, I loved spooky stuff as a kid. If I'm, like, listening to a story, I'm like, uh-oh, hope there's not any ghouls.
Oh,
like,
God.
I love that so much. But scary stuff, like, people are horrifying.
Yeah, I'm
absolutely.
So ready.
But you like true crime.
I do. I love true crime. I'm fascinated about people and what they do and the messed up things they do.
I did watch y'all's Smosh Mouth about true crime. Well, you and Angela as well, like having the vacation.
Yeah, not Shane.
It was like the beach vacation, and then it was all about true crime. And I was like, I got so much cleaning done while listening to y'all just having fun.
Thank you.
Oh, it was great.
Oh my God.
It's a big industry. I don't personally get it. Like, I get once you start getting into like the mystery of it or like the suspense of it, but when it's a real story, I'm like.
See, Angela and I realize it's about the court for us. We like the court part of that.
I like it if the person like was caught and brought to justice.
Oh yeah,
I need it to have a wrap up, and I need kind of like closure for the victims and stuff. Otherwise, if it's like and they got away, I'm like, I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
No, don't give me that one.
Yeah.
Tell me that one once they find them.
Yeah,
suspension of disbelief. Like if it's a story about like ghosts and ghouls, like people believe what they believe. I don't personally believe it, and I think all the ghouls were taken out in the 20s, was it?
Yeah, they killed them then.
So no more ghouls. So I can watch that and have fun, but like I'm pretty sure there's people out there.
Oh,
I've heard.
There are.
Shall we get into this?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Our first scary story. This comes from a subreddit that I've never heard of before. Glitch in the Matrix.
Oh, yeah.
God.
I've heard of that one.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. No.
The title of this, I Am Losing My Fucking Mind.
Fun.
I was never one to believe in paranormal shit or whatever, but I have no idea what the fuck is going on with me right now, and I'm genuinely considering seeking professional help. I live in a really small shared dorm apartment with two roommates. There's this hallway that, if you face it, there are two bedrooms to your right, one bedroom to your left, and a closet at the end of the hallway facing you. The bedroom on the left is right next to the closet. When we moved in, my roommate always complained that they got a closet instead of a bathroom, like me and my other roommate had in our rooms. This closet had a bunch of our shared stuff, including my clothes, gifts, keepsakes, whatever. Today I got back from visiting my parents, and I came back to put away some clothes from this closet, but I opened it and saw a fucking bathroom. A bathroom with a toilet and a shower and everything. I was only gone for 2 days, and we rented this place so it couldn't have been randomly built or some shit. I told my roommates, but they fucking said it was always a fucking bathroom, and they had no idea what the hell I was talking about. I can't find any of the stuff that was in the closet anymore, even though I had a shit ton of memorable keepsakes in that fucking closet. What the fuck? I spent all day just sulking in my room feeling miserable. I am not crazy, but that bathroom was a fucking closet just 3 days ago. I feel like I'm losing my goddamn mind. I'm genuinely considering seeing a psychologist right now.
I am sick. I don't feel good.
Don't fucking cough on
well,
me.
Well, I'm gonna cough on you.
Don't do it, you ghoul.
Won't be able to see it.
This is very odd to me. And it reminds me of, and if this ends up being one of the stories that we talk about, please, you know, cut me off. But there is a urban legend that has some truth to it about, like, the girl that checks into a hotel with her mom. Her mom gets sick. She goes to get some medicine. She comes back, and, like, the room is empty. Her mom's not there. They're like, you've never checked in here before. And it's a very spooky, paranormal story. But the result ended up being that she, the mother had contracted, like, a form of the bubonic plague. And in order to contain it, they had to, like, keep her away, and the mother had passed, and they had to clean up the room and be like, hey, nothing's happened, until, like, the quarantine
all
period went away.
All while she went to the bathroom?
No, it was to get, like, medicine out in town for, like, a few hours.
Whoa.
So, like, that's the urban legend. I know there's parts of it that, like, are true and that did happen. So I'm like, is there something about this here where, like, yes, did she have the plague, or maybe
maybe Spanish she has flu? The plague.
This makes me feel so weird inside, because she must have imagined it, but you don't want to think that, because then that makes you feel insane. And didn't she say her roommate said, yeah, it's really annoying that we have a closet?
And the roommates are insisting that, no, it's still a closet, or it's all a bathroom?
No, it's all a bathroom.
It's always been a bathroom. And it's like, yeah, and, you know, my roommate always complained that they got a closet instead of a bathroom, like me and my other roommate had in our rooms. This closet had a bunch of our shared stuff, including my clothes, gifts, keepsakes, whatever. But they're saying, oh, it's a bathroom now.
Where's her stuff?
That's probably the
toilet.
Another thing.
She's been flushing her stuff this whole time, and is like, where is all my stuff?
She's like, I'm putting my stuff away. Flush.
Yeah, I mean, either
spooky.
Either paranormal, glitch in the matrix, or, like, something is impairing their memory horribly. I feel like
trauma or something.
Something.
Oh, carbon monoxide leaks too. Like, a lot of things that have spooky stuff tied to the house, where people are like, I keep finding all this stuff around my home, or like, this changed, this shifted. Sometimes people find, like, they have a small gas leak and they're actually losing it a bit.
Should we comment and say, check the gas?
Check the gas. Let's check the comments here. Someone said, interesting, check if the important stuff is now stored at your parents' place or other semi-plausible locations.
No.
Someone said, write everything down or draw it, including every detail of your trip before and after too. Make a list of the stuff in the once was closet, or draw it if you prefer. Just some kind of record for yourself so you don't forget. Lastly, someone said, damn, your alternate universe self must also be freaking out, because he was sure that that was a bathroom.
Yeah. I just took a shit on a box of my own clothes, and I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
Commenters are really helping out. Draw everything from memory.
Yeah, right? Well, they were very clear. You step in, you know, straight on, and there's a closet. One room to the left, two rooms to the right.
Yes.
There's the bathroom shared between them.
They could draw it.
But I will say, too, like, they did talk about their roommate complaining that, oh, I only got this closet. Well, you guys got the bathroom. So everybody puts stuff in the closet?
Yeah, where does anyone have a closet?
Guess not, now that it's a turlet.
I'm tripping. A turlet?
A turlet.
Well, we have the answer.
Whoa, what? You're like a magician.
Update that was posted 2 weeks later. It's one sentence.
Oh.
They wrote, I have a brain tumor.
Okay, I feel like an asshole.
No.
What?
I think you said mostly reasonable things.
Well, you didn't know.
Yeah, well, neither did they.
This is awful.
Yeah, I mean, something happens and you go, what's going on? I mean,
that is a devastating update. I don't think I want updates. I do know that when you start to have a brain tumor, you do have a crazy amount of memory loss. You do feel like something is going on, but I don't know much about it. So if
I'm not a neurologist. So
if you could just imagine something happening, that's...
It's scary.
It's really scary.
That's scarier than a glitch in the matrix is just like, oh, our perception of things is can be completely
That's
altered.
Really scary.
It's why, like, if something like that is happening, you should go to a doctor.
Yeah.
And you should make sure. And then if it's like, oh, and everything checks out, then it's like, okay, now it's ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah. But go to the doctor first and then ghouls.
Then it's ghouls.
And then well, it's ghouls.
I appreciate the joke. Ghosts and ghouls are so different, Amanda.
Oh,
and I
yeah,
don't
yeah,
know
yeah.
if we have
You know
time
what's crazy is I actually knew you were going
to
say that.
Yeah.
That's insane. Because
I already said it once. In this bathroom.
In the Matrix.
We have no other information on this because this was the only post by this account. Brain tumors are a scary, crazy thing.
Yeah.
This reminds me, this is completely different, but it reminds me of a story of something my friend told me where he was at the gym and he saw this guy who was like insanely buff, like this just insane looking dude. And he was like, at one point he was just like, damn, like you look insane, man. And the guy was like, actually, it's kind of an insane story. I started just randomly getting, like, he's like, I've always worked out, but like I started getting really buff suddenly, like out of nowhere. And it turns out it was a brain tumor that was hitting like a growth thing in my body.
Oh, wow.
And I got it removed, but like I'm able to like maintain like a lot of. Now, that's probably the best case scenario
you
of a
brain
tumor.
You didn't lose any buffness?
Yeah, I probably lost some, but
my
like.
My dinger just became huge because on account of the brain tumor. I'm
like, oh no, it hit the huge penis part of my brain.
No, the pituitary gland.
My God.
Fifth puberty go.
And I've heard other types of crazy stories with brain tumors.
Where am
I think it's plausible. I think this is very real. And also, like, you know, not to get fucked up, but, you know, my grandpa got Alzheimer's, and it's just like, oh, that's probably the experience. You just, suddenly your reality's different.
Same.
So that's, you know, like I said, oh, it's all a simulation, oh, a glitch in the Matrix, but I'm like,
no.
There's also the scary real version of it.
It's very real.
So I'm not going to say the story's fake, because I think this probably happened to people.
Yeah.
But the only optimistic side is like, okay, they now know maybe there's something to treat it or whatever. Yeah. We have no updates after that, so
wow.
Who knows?
Wild.
But
so what's the difference between a ghoul and a ghost?
So ghouls are kind of like zombies, but they feast on the dead. So I think they're like the Freegans of the spooky world.
Aren't ghouls more supernatural, whereas zombies are often... Or wait, no.
No, zombies are very real.
And
no.
Ghosts are dead.
Ghosts
and
are like spirit
back.
Undead. Ghouls are like... They like haunt graveyards and look for like fresh food.
Yeah, I thought
they're
one
like
had
vampires,
more of like a...
but with not the tummy water. It's the people meat.
I can tell you like ghouls better than ghosts. The way you just explained it.
I try not to be biased. I love all my kids equally.
Weren't zombies originally not supposed to be undead? Like a zombie is a person who's been kind of like
it's a voodoo thing that is specifically like ritually they are sort of inclined to follow you and it's a whole thing.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Absolutely. Hey. You know, we're going to ask you about true crime. If you want to know about ghouls,
trust me, I know
tell you
who
all
go
about
to.
It.
You.
All right. Our next story. Trigger warning, death threats. I've heard this one is probably our scariest story. Okay. So skip this one if, you know. This comes from True Off My Chest. My boyfriend's coworkers joked about killing me in their work chat. My boyfriend and I got into a fight about his job yet again. I noticed he was texting a lot after the fight, so once he went to sleep, I went through his phone. I saw the first few texts of them calling me names and saying I'm self-sabotaging things. But then it turned dark. One coworker said he should roofie me so I just sleep and leave him alone. The next one said she knows how to place a catheter, a feeding tube, and IV so they could knock me out and not kill me. But then her next text made my heart stop. She said they could just chloroform me, pull all my teeth out, and feed me to pigs so nothing was left. The next coworker said her grandparents do have a pig farm. My boyfriend said, LMAO, no, that's great. And of course, they all immediately said they were all joking. I packed quickly and quietly, grabbed my daughter, and left. Now my entire life as I knew it is over. I feel like I'm overreacting. I know the police can't actually do anything, so I can't even report it because they never said my name or anything like that. I'm just scared and sad. This is awful. Edit. I have actually talked with him after unblocking him. Didn't tell him anything, but he claims it was a joke. No one actually threatened me. They were all just venting, and I'm overreacting like always. And he isn't going to argue with the voices in my head. Still not going back, but I'm letting him incriminate himself more. He also claims I was never supposed to see the messages anyway. That's his safe place, and I ruined that for him.
Whoa! Girl, first of all, daughter? Second of all, run. Are you kidding? That's my safe place?
I have your work chat?
You're joking about getting work chat fed to pigs?
Yeah. Holy
a catheter?
Crap.
That's a medical term. No, thank you. No one should say that word unless it's real. No, thank you.
Yeah.
This is so bad.
That's like, you don't. People don't know what a joke is. Like, that's not
it's
something
not
you say about someone you supposedly love.
If I'm her, maybe she thinks she couldn't show the police, but like,
I would have.
I would show the police because that's crazy.
Yeah,
but also, you could send it to their manager at their job and be like, hey, this is what all these coworkers
did
are
she
talking about.
I wonder if she screenshotted any of it.
Hopefully
sent it to
she
herself.
Did. I mean,
I'd be terrified to do that though.
Honestly, this is terrifying.
Yeah.
This is really scary.
Comments. Even if they don't mention you by name, I would go to the police because they are speaking about killing someone. Someone else said, I don't even think killing is the word for this shit. The things they described were so grotesque, intricate, and disturbing. Someone else said, first, good decision. Joking about killing your spouse is beyond messed up. Second, if his coworkers are so invested in getting rid of you and your ex is entertaining this discussion, my guess in true Reddit long jump Olympics is that she is more than a coworker. OP said, she actually is. They had an affair about 6 months ago. He told me she no longer worked there, but I recognized the number in the group chat. Someone else said, if you didn't send these messages to yourself, please take time to jot down everything you remember about the messages before more time elapses in case you ever need them again. I hope you don't. She said, I did. I got all the screenshots sent to me and have them sent to other people so they are safe.
That's smart.
Well, with the affair thing.
The affair, it's even worse.
Yeah.
Lovers? Killing? Yeah. Spouse? Hello?
And even if that weren't the case, which it clearly seems to be, the coworkers having a vested interest in, like, how much they hate this person, like, that's not the first time these brought up, like, oh, my partner, I don't really like them, we've had a tough time. Like, this seems like very casual, normal conversation for them.
This is really scary.
Mm-hmm. Update.
Oh,
get to this update so we're not pondering on this. My daughter and I are safe. We left that night and got to our safe spot and haven't looked back. I didn't realize just how bad the mental and emotional abuse was until it was pointed out in a lot of the comments. I really appreciate that. I did report it to the police. I was able to gather enough proof that they were talking about me and they decided to charge them with assault by threat, which won't keep them in jail for long, but long enough to maybe scare them into leaving me alone. The three of them did lose their jobs. While it was a local-owned business, I didn't realize it was a franchise. I reported all the messages to corporate, as well as some more I had found about shady things, so I don't have to worry about them messing with anyone's food after the awful things that they planned for me. I'm working on filing for full custody of my daughter. I did meet with an attorney for a consultation and got some sound advice on what to do until I can actually file and get the ball rolling. My ex has been blowing up my phone, rotating between begging me to come back and then attacking me about ruining his life over a joke and calling me every name under the sun. I did find out the coworker in the chat wasn't the only girl he was sleeping with. My friend went and packed up the rest of my stuff and grabbed one of his old phones by mistake. His Apple ID and most things were still logged in when I powered it on. Multiple dating apps and profiles, thousands of messages between him and different women. He slept with a lot of them. Lots of lies from him about being at work when he wasn't, and lots of lies about times he worked and things like that. It went back to at least November of last year, so who knows how long that's really been going on. So yes, my life is all flipped upside down, and I'm obviously heartbroken and angry, but my daughter and I will be okay, and I'm okay with that. We aren't ever going back, and I'm just ready to move on, get settled again, and also get every STD test available. Thank you to everyone who offered support and messaged me. I really do appreciate all of it. I might post an update once everything is truly settled, but for now, this is it.
Whoa!
That's nuts.
Whoa!
Woo. Kudos to this, to OP for, like, recognizing this and getting out of there. Because, like, when we do have conversations like this, or when you're watching true crime or whatever, we have the luxury of being like, time to read a Reddit story. There's something that makes this a story. Time to watch a true crime.
Yeah.
There's crime in the genre. We know what this is. This is just her life. And she had to be like, is this crazy enough for me to leave and with my daughter? And it's like, yup, but that's not always easy to see.
No, so. And also congratulations to her because it's not very hard to leave.
Yeah.
Right. It's very hard
to
leave.
It's scary to leave. I understand that, like,
really
the threats
scary.
Are there, and it's like leaving is a really scary part. But thank God she got out. Just reading these stories, it reminds me, like, this is what scares me. That house is apparently haunted and people see ghosts all the time. I'd be like, I'll spend the night there as opposed to hanging out with any of these people.
100%.
I'll go chill in a haunted
house. I will eat a Ouija board in that house before dealing with any of the people in this story.
People are way scarier.
Yeah.
Way scarier.
All right. Our next story. My mother-in-law suddenly passed away in a car accident last month. At the same time, my stalker disappeared. This comes from True Off My Chest. My mother-in-law and I never had a good relationship. She has tried to sabotage my relationship with my husband since the day she met me. I wasn't good enough for her handsome and successful boy. I contemplated ending my relationship several times, but my husband always showed that he is on my side, and I love him. A few years ago, I started getting very threatening and scary emails and texts from a PAX. This PAX knew everything about me. It didn't matter how many emails and phone numbers I changed. They, or he, always found me. I made several reports, but nothing happened. My husband tried everything to trace the emails. Nothing came out of it. This past year, I basically never left the apartment alone. I haven't received a single threatening text or email from PAX in a month. After a few days, I wasn't surprised. Felt like I always knew it was mother-in-law deep down. My husband hasn't reacted yet. He's consumed with his grief, and I don't want to bother him, especially when he bitterly told me, "You must be very pleased now," when we heard the news and I tried to comfort him. He apologized later and said he was just feeling guilty that he loved and chose me more than he loved her. Now I'm waiting for him to connect the dots. Will he get it? If he does, will he talk to me about it? I don't know if I will ever bring it up to him. Also, I won't relax and go back to my normal life just yet. But I know in my heart that it's over and I can't be happier about my life.
Whoa.
Wow. So. So the mother-in-law was basically tormenting her for years.
It's sounds not like, the time to bring it up to the husband, though.
No.
Yeah, I agree.
Take years.
Not in the first month.
I think she needs like a group of a different community for her to process this because a husband's not the right person to go to right now.
Yeah.
Although it's hard.
Yeah, like this is not the right time, like you said. When is the right time? It might be like a, not couples counseling necessarily, but like a group therapy thing where it's like, hey, there's something difficult I want to run by you. Like
a moderator.
I do think you have to talk about it at some point.
Yeah.
You can't just let
that
go.
Absolutely. But it just happened a couple months
because he'll have to come to terms with the fact that his mom was doing something even more horrendous than he knew. Because obviously it sounds like the mother-in-law was trying to sabotage in a more open way and was just very deliberately against her. But when that didn't work, it sounds like she resorted to, more like other means of trying to get her to
also,
leave.
Also, a little ouch that he said that to his wife. Like, I'm sure you're pleased. It's like, hello?
He apologized later and said he was just feeling guilty that he loved and chose me more than he loved her.
That does sound like, I know this isn't the topic of it, but that sounds like bullshit to me, where it's like, I'm sorry I lashed out, baby. It's just, sometimes I just love you so much, I just get scared. It's like, hey, actually go fuck yourself. You don't talk to your wife that way.
Yeah, so, well, like, he feels guilty because he was kind of forced in that moment to choose his wife over his mom, which is awful. But I will say there's no innocent person kind of in that realm. Like, the mom also put him in a position to do that, and then he was put in a position. It's such a sad.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets tickets now at cosi.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Bad situation.
Yeah, I mean, he is going through grief. Like, and I know people handle that differently. It makes things tough. I don't know how long after he apologized, but he knew that his mother-in-law, like, that his wife did not like his mother-in-law. And, like, that's a very common thing that
it's sure, really uncomfortable. Go through that.
So being like, you must be very pleased now.
And this is like, they are the one posting it, so you never know, like, what they said or did to the mother-in-law. But the fact of the matter is the mother-in-law was a stalker trying to torment them.
Yeah.
And, like, it's so bizarre to me, too, because I know this is speaking in generalities. It's not everybody, and I don't know the age of the people here. But the general, like, stereotype is that sometimes, like, an older parent is like, how do I save the Google Doc? Whereas this is like, I'm going to make an untraceable email to ruin your life.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
So
no matter who
energy.
You are, that's a lot of energy.
So much energy when your son is happy.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's hard. You can't figure out family dynamics unless you're in it. Like, it's really... All I will say is I'm sorry that she dealt with that. That is an awful, awful
thing.
Yeah. Couple comments. You know there are a lot of cases where people had tons of threatening letters and phone calls. In many, they never found out who did it, and most people assumed it was some random psycho. But I wonder how many were close to them instead. Someone replied to that saying, my wife's cousin had a stalker for years, and it turned out his long-term boyfriend was behind it all along. People are desperate to have control. Lastly, someone said, I agree that you should let him connect the dots on his own. I wouldn't even drop hints to help him along the way.
Oh.
I mean, look, grief
is... I don't know if I agree with that fully.
Yeah.
I just feel like it feels obvious.
I think...
Like, after months where it's like, okay, the stalker is gone, and they disappeared the day that mother-in-law died.
I think give him some time, and then they need to talk about it, possibly with a moderator there.
I would agree. I think it's also important to, like, bring that up at some point, because you're giving the husband a lot of credit there for connecting the dots, especially given the comment of, like, weren't you happy? Like, if his wife suddenly stops bringing up the stalker and the mother-in-law's gone, that what's to say that he won't be like, oh, I see. You were, like, bringing this up, the stalker, so I paid attention to you instead of my mommy, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it gives him too much credit. You might want to, yeah.
Yeah.
We have an update.
Oh.
I was here maybe a month ago. If I find it, I will post it. Talking about me suspecting that my mother-in-law was my stalker who tormented me for years. I was trying to get advice about whether or not to tell my husband who is mourning her. I decided to wait a little, but after venting here, I was sure that she was my stalker. I started living like I never did before, with 10-minute walks alone, then 15, then a half hour, and so on. At first, my husband didn't notice my freedom, or maybe he did, but was processing it himself. Last Friday, I told him that I was going out with the girls. Alone? Yes. Want me to drive you there? No need. Are you not afraid anymore? No, my stalker won't bother me again. He kissed me and wished me a nice evening. When I came home around midnight, he was still up. He said that he wanted to talk to me. He asked me, was my mother your stalker? Yes. He broke down crying. He said he has always suspected her and even talked to her a couple of times about it, and she made him so guilty by accusing him of being my simp. Sorry, I don't know a better word for it. He said he noticed how I, after so many years of fear and anxiety, stopped eventually crying in my sleep, and he noticed that I haven't woke him up for a month now. I actually don't remember half the time I woke him up in terror, but he always told me and my therapist about it whenever it happened. He apologized for never discussing it with me and never protected me from his family, even though he had suspicions. Honestly, I'm not even mad or disappointed. If the police couldn't help me, I don't know how much my husband could have done, and I just want to move on and leave this behind. We are going to start couples therapy, and my husband is planning to tell his family that mother-in-law was my stalker. He is adamant about it, and honestly, I think it's a good idea. My husband has also decided not to attend the headstone setting on mother-in-law's grave.
Whoa.
Oof.
Well.
Wow.
Go ahead, please. Dude. Nope.
Well, I think that I was really happy that the husband did that on his own accord. like he needed a little bit of time
yeah.
to talk to her. That's just a really, really messy situation.
That's a tough thing to come to terms with of like, oh, my, you know, this person who I'm supposed to love and look up to and who raised me is a monster.
Yeah.
You know, like that's got to be tough. And especially to have to come to terms with that after they're gone.
Yeah.
Where you can't really get that closure.
Yeah.
That's the tough
thing. Almost got to be, that's worse. To like not be going to her grave now. It's like, okay, like that's where that ends in a way. But there's also, I guess, power in him accepting that and acknowledging it and like being in the reality of it.
I mean, he has to go through mourning twice because she's died and now the image of who he thought she was has died. So no wonder he's skipping that ceremony. I will say people are complicated and those complicated people have kids. And like sometimes someone can be the nicest person in the world in one way and then have a completely separate side of themselves. And that's a lot to come to terms with. And I think like you have to sort of get to know both sides of them, especially when they're gone.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that's hard. I do feel like my initial instinct was judgment when I'm like, wait, he suspected the mother-in-law the whole time? Like, but if I were in that position and my own mother were like, how dare you? Then I don't think I'd be able to do it either.
But to deal with two people that you love and care about, like, being at this and one of them, finding out that one of them was committing a crime against the other.
That, I mean,
that's
the mother-in-law stuff is, like, is real. I mean, that's why they have it in Disney princess movies. Like the mother-in-law, the stepmother, there's definitely a real thing there.
Yeah.
And the huntsman's supposed to cut out your heart.
Yes, exactly.
Like a ghoul.
Like a ghoul. And now we're back.
To ghouls.
Welcome to Spooky Reddit.
Thank you.
I'm loving the true crime stuff, though. I'm actually, I will say this, Amanda, you're wonderful at bringing me into the world of like true crime because it's never been my thing. But any bit of content I've seen with you and like getting to discuss it with you as well now, I'm just like, okay, I do kind of get it. This is interesting.
It's interesting. Like scary, awful things can be interesting.
Yeah.
Here's our last story. Comes from the subreddit Creepy Encounters.
Ooh.
I'm not gonna say it.
Ghouls.
Well,
someone plays carnival music in our yard late at night. Yeah, no, I wouldn't be able to handle that.
No, thank you.
Love it.
Yeah, you'd be out dancing.
You'd be like, clowns, I love like, clowns. Like,
I've told you the attic clown story.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, so, we have heard the attic clown
story. Yeah, it's
great.
So good.
Okay, this is going to sound bizarre and made up, but I swear on my left nipple that this happened, and there are several witnesses, even if I can't explain why someone would do this. I am fairly positive this isn't anything paranormal. I live quite a distance off the road in an unremarkable house on private property. My neighbors are all older family members who go to bed extremely early and whose children are already grown and out of the house. In summary, there are no mischief makers who play pranks on us here. A few months ago, my mother and I stayed up late one evening watching television together. Around 3 a.m., I turned the television off and decided to go to bed. As I was leaving the room, I began to hear what sounded like carnival music playing outside of my house in the front yard. It was loud and close. My mother heard it too and immediately went to the window to investigate. She couldn't see anything but darkness. Everyone else was either asleep for the night or away on vacation. The lights were off in all their houses and none of them would be caught dead listening to anything but country music anyway. We were miles from the nearest city, so it wasn't the product of noise pollution. You can hear when a car has pulled up in the yard, but there was no sound of a car. The silence where we live is usually deafening. All you can hear is the ringing in your ears. Where did this song come from? Who was playing it and why? I was very unsettled by the idea of a stranger in our yard playing carnival music, as such suggests malicious intent. My father and uncle later mentioned that 20 years ago when my parents first moved in, the electrician had come to install a ceiling light and stopped in the middle of his work saying he could hear Pink Floyd playing in the front yard. Neither my father nor uncle could hear it. My father is a bit hard of hearing and my uncle is much older. So they laughed it off and thought the man was insane, but the electrician was freaked out. He kept opening the door and trying to find the source of the noise to no avail. Then it hit me. The song I had heard that night was Pink Floyd's Cirrus Minor, the part that sounds like carnival music. I played the song for my mother and she began freaking out saying, yes, yes, that's what I heard. Who the hell sits in my yard at night at 3 a.m. in the middle of nowhere playing the same song, which isn't even a popular song, 20 years later with no car? Where did they come from? They would have had to walk several miles to get here. Aside from this, the only other strange thing we experienced that would suggest an intruder, we feel and hear knocking on the living room window late at night around the same hour, sometimes so intense that the entire wall of the house is rattled, and it sends the couch against it into a reclining position. There are no nearby trees to trap the glass, and no animal except a human could possibly reach it. Fortunately, this has stopped over the last few weeks.
Hello? The whole recliner goes,
ah! It's clearly a window and a wall. It's like, go around! There's a fucking door!
What the hell?
Also, the same song 20 years before, is it like a little thing in their attic that's playing music? I don't know.
That was like me with the tinkly clown music.
And tinkly.
I'm not trying to always make it about me and clowns, but like, it does sound like something is left over and is weirdly...
Yeah. Come on.
It's a hit clips.
If they're shaking, okay.
Where do they live?
I'm trying to genuinely figure this out. They look outside, it's fully dark. My best guess is there's maybe some sort of like record player or stereo or something in their attic. Because if they're shaking on a wall, that knocking at the same time, but they're also not, I don't know if they're saying they're hearing.
What's shaking on their wall?
They said there's like knocking
something
on their
knocks.
Living room, like up on the second floor.
A bear.
On the second floor.
Wait, on the second, oh yeah, barely.
Oh, it's a tree. They said
They said there's no trees around. No.
Guys, huh?
Maybe it's actually Pink Floyd.
Coming in, Dark Side of the Moon, baby.
Yo, we just doing a jam session here.
What if it's like a bird that keeps freaking trying to get in?
Or a Mothman.
Yeah, it's the
Mothman.
Yeah,
or a Mothman.
The Mothman rocking out.
The Mothman.
God, that's such an old movie.
Some comments. You seem very calm and level-headed. I'm not sure I would be in this situation. The knocking on the window is horrible alone, but add the music and it's downright spooky. OP responded, I seem calm, but I promise just revisiting this memory last night before I posted left me too afraid to sleep. It took a little while to calm down, LOL. Someone else said, I can relate to this. My husband and I used to rent a large old house in Burlington, Iowa. It was located on the bluffs of the Mississippi River, and there was a park across the street. We would often wake up at night and hear ballroom music. Also, we would lock the front door when we went to bed, and in the morning it would be unlocked and always halfway opened.
Oh.
We stayed in that house one winter. We moved because with the door open, our gas bill was way too expensive. Nothing in the house was moved, stolen, or disturbed in any way. We did call the police when it first happened and was told Satanists held rituals in the park across the street, but the police only thought that was a rumor because they would drive by it periodically and never see anything. So we had our landlord change the locks and a deadbolt. It didn't work. The door was still open in the morning. OP responds, makes me feel like someone may have been living inside your walls / storage space.
Hey.
I've heard of this happening to several people before, including a famous musician. With it being a big old house and a history of cult activity close to it, it sounds very likely. They could have been opening the door from the inside, which is why changing the locks didn't make a difference.
Isn't that called frogging?
Oh, I haven't heard that.
Yeah, it's called frogging.
I thought that's when you try to cross a busy street to get to a lily pad.
No, honey. It's called frogging. There's a scary movie with Helen Hunt in it. It's weird. People go into your house and then they live there. Yeah. And they just do it for the thrill of it.
I have heard one story of that happening, and it was like an old-timey thing where a guy was just like down on his luck and like snuck in through a tree. And like once the lady and the cops found out, it was literally like, okay, you can stay here till you get back on your feet. And it had like a happy ending, which I would never do personally.
No,
but
thank you.
Yeah, very sweet of her.
Wait, so, okay, so this person's house, there was a ghost who just wanted to, like, have a dance, and they kept coming in ballroom music. That's this story.
Yeah, I kind of like that
one. Person should have written in their own thing.
Yeah, that one's kind of cooler. Satanist cult across the street. Let's go with that one.
That's crazy. Update.
Enhance.
There's an update.
There's an update. Condensed for time. It is a long one, okay.
Oh, this person.
Can I throw out a guess real quick?
Yeah, throw out a guess.
We're gonna have like a Hank Green situation where it's something weather related, where something gets a charge, like direct connection. Because you can make a speaker with electricity without actually having to have a flow of electricity. It just has to vibrate in a specific way.
Whoa.
So I'm wondering if that happens.
But the same song, Damien?
Well, whatever it is would be there, but.
Tricky.
And then shaking of the window, weather pattern, I don't know. Hank Green,
it was a twister.
Okay. Weeks passed without incident, my parents opting to overlook these concerning happenings. They purchased a new gun and did little else. I had stopped
with made of silver bullets. Yeah, look at that ghost.
I shot the ghost 7 times and it didn't do anything. I had stopped worrying about it as much because I've been preoccupied with moving to a new state, but the old knocking returned this evening at 10 p.m. My parents were watching television together when they heard it. They turned on the porch light and peered out the peephole of the back door to investigate, but saw no one. At 3 a.m., I was awake watching television when it sounded as if someone forcefully punched the glass of the usual exposed window. I covered it with a blanket as I always do. An hour after I covered the window, I began to hear loud noises from our back door porch off of the kitchen as if someone had stepped on it. However, it was briefly lived. They apparently weren't walking around, but simply standing there. About 10 minutes later, I heard yet more knocking, except this time it wasn't on the exposed living room window, but further down the wall the window is on, next to the couch. It was 3 knocks, forceful enough to rattle the wall a bit, but not so much the couch moved. This is more alarming because it suggests the trespasser lingers here for several hours at a time, posing many questions. Are we being watched for an opportunity to force entry? Hasn't the opportunity already arisen in the past and they never took it? Are we being stalked? Do they gather here to drink and get high on the property and then decide in their stupor it will be funny to antagonize us? Why is it only our house that is targeted and not the other houses on the farm? Why do they walk several miles to come here? Their behavior is escalating. Will they eventually take things further? I woke my mother and we sat awake together until the sun rose to keep watch. We compiled a list of happenings here that suggests our trespasser visits more frequently than they knock. Despite no one in the family smoking and anyone who does smoke living too far away for us to smell it, we often deal with strong scent of a cigarette around windows or the front and back doors of the house. This happens at our bedroom windows with alarming regularity. Other times, it's strange cologne or a chemical stench, like a fresh perm. We, of course, remembered how my aunt's dogs bark intensely at odd hours of the night, like they do when a stranger visits, and the motion-detecting yard light has previously come on when no one is home at my grandfather's. My mother and I are going to walk around the perimeter of the house in the morning to look for cigarette buds, and we'll try convincing my father we at least need security cameras outside, even though I think we should involve the police at this point. He's been too indifferent to everything that has happened, and it makes it challenging to be proactive about our safety.
Okay. Yeah, okay, so, tell Papa to get some frickin' security. Like, what are we talking about?
They're so cheap now. Like, any, like, capitalism, but, like, any, like, Prime Day, it's just, like, 18 4K security cameras. It's free.
Cigarette butts.
Cheaper than a gun, too.
Yeah, hello. Also, this person is walking around. It sounds like their farm is very far away from anything.
Yeah.
Are they just living in the woods? At first, I thought it was an animal, and now they're cigarette butts, like... But wait,
do bears get perms? Because I've seen a bear smoke in Russia. Do they get perms?
They do get perms, and they also love Pink Floyd.
Knocking.
Okay, update number 2.
Yay!
Oh, it's a bear!
Despite all odds, the problem did resolve itself. Not long after I moved out, my grandfather, who lives in a separate house on the same farm, came home to find police cars in his driveway. An officer approached him and asked if he owned another house on the farm, as he needed to speak to the landlord about his tenants. The house in question is occupied by a late relative's widow who has a lifetime estate. My grandfather explained that the property is part of the farm, which is owned collectively by him and his daughters. Because of this, he was permitted knowledge of what happened there. The officer explained everything. Apparently, the widow, who is quite old and infirm, used the death of my relative as an excuse to move in her chronically unemployed family, among them her daughter, her son-in-law, her son-in-law's brother, and her nephew. Because they don't own their own separate cars and we seldom visit the widow, she stinks and is generally unlikable, so we socially distance around her before the pandemic ever even began. This transition went undetected. Shortly before my grandfather had returned home that day, the police responded to a 911 call from the widow. All we were told is that the nephew was becoming violent. When the police arrived, they realized there was an outstanding warrant for his arrest. The nephew was hiding from the law at the widow's house. This is the reason his presence was concealed from us on the rare occasions that the widow was outside of her home and we spoke. He was removed from the home and arrested by the officers. Ever since then, there has been no strong chemical odor outside and no knocking on the window late at night. We suspect he was aware of this farm long before moving in, and it was his go-to spot for recreational drug use. The widow is around 80 years old and had her first child at approximately 13 with her first spouse, so her nephew is elderly himself and would have likely been doing drugs and playing his Pink Floyd music here 21 years, too. We're thinking he would occasionally spend the night at the widow's house over the years and walk towards the fields near us. It makes sense that we never heard a car accompanying the knocking noises because he doesn't own a car, and the house is not far since it's a part of the farm. I apologize for updating you so late. I am satisfied with this explanation since there has been no repeat occurrences after his arrest.
Okay, let me get this straight. This frickin' nephew has been... I love that the widow has no name. This freaking nephew has been living with the widow for over 20 years?
Yeah.
Hiding from the law?
Just there. And it sounds like he's like in his late 60s at this point. So he's like just...
And why is he knocking on
walls? Yeah, I was about to say, if he's hiding, I have some notes.
I mean...
Yeah, if you're hiding, honey, no knocking.
Yeah, that's how you alert people to your presence. Yeah, like, I am here, I would like...
He sounds unwell and he was becoming violent.
Does he have a perm?
Something. Or wearing crazy cologne. It sounds...
Aqua Velva and like a fresh...
He's an older dude who doesn't sound like he's healthy, but the knocking and stuff just sounds like this guy is unwell and like getting older maybe.
This is upsetting.
Erratic, crazy behavior. What I do find funny about the story, I believe it. I do find it funny that like they're talking about all this stuff. It's like, yeah, this crazy stuff is happening. And they didn't let us know, like, oh, by the way, I have a family member who lives on the property a little that we don't talk to and is weird. And it's like, that's a big piece. Like,
yeah, they did make it pretty specifically like, yeah, there are other people around in different homes, but like they're far. And I'm like, okay, they're close enough,
I guess. There is a relative nearby that we don't talk to and has family that we don't know about. And it's like, no, I still think it's crazy. I wouldn't have expected this,
scary.
Even if they were like, oh, our widow lives on the property over on this other house.
It's kind of scary.
But it's
it
definitely...
is for sure.
I don't want to live that far away from society. That's just me.
It is... Yeah, it is sketchy. It reminds me of... It reminds me of when my brother and I were camping, and at 3 a.m., I started to hear noise right near our tent, and I heard, like, steps, and I got really freaked out, and then it was a bear... I was scared. I was definitely still scared, but I'm like, okay. And then it went to the truck because there was food inside of our truck. And I was like, okay, that's what it's after. But I was more scared for a second of like, some guy is walking
it's
up.
It's way scarier than a bear.
Is walking
Isn't
up. I was just like, okay, because a bear wants Doritos.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know that about a bear.
Yeah.
And
a man wants, who knows what he wants?
Don't know. And mm-hmm. people just do weird things.
Did
for weird
he
reasons.
Mess up your truck?
My brother's truck. He messed it up pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, he ripped off the side view mirrors.
Aren't you supposed to put food up in the tall tree?
A park ranger did tell us to do that because a 500-pound black bear had been spotted the night before.
I was hoping
that my brother was like, don't worry, it's double sealed in my truck. No, bears have, I don't know if you know this, they have a really good smell. And so, it was like, there's Doritos in that truck.
Bears smell good. I was hoping the bear would have a little park ranger hat and like, you unzip the tent. You're like, a bear, and he's like,
forest
you
fires.
Guys be careful out here. There's ghouls.
You better be careful. Oh, there's a bear around here.
But Yogi, what a bit.
Yeah. But anyways, I was way less scared when it was a bear. Still very scared.
Yeah, I would not be living on that property. Just knowing, oh, that's the house with the widow. No thanks.
The spooky widow no one talks to.
Did they say she was stinky?
They did say she was stinky. She
I think stinky personality.
Which is interesting because,
The legend of Stinky Beth.
She did say stinky and unlikable, so a little bit of both.
Stinky.
Anyways, well, some of these range from spooky to creepy to downright terrifying. It was hard to find ghost and supernatural stories. It's hard to find ones that we know or think are real. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good fictional ghost stories on Reddit, but...
Those are going to be the ones that I, like, sit up in bed thinking about.
Yeah. I hope we all can sleep tonight.
I don't know. I actually don't know. I don't know.
Oh, like a baby. Magnesium, melatonin. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Lucky you.
Well,
okay.
I hope that wasn't too terrifying. Thank you for watching. Props to you for sticking through this one. And let us know what are the themes in subreddits. Maybe some more optimistic ones. Maybe some more, like, cheerful, wholesome ones next time. And we'll see you later. See you next Saturday. Goodbye.
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 Have a good Saturday. Take your pancakes out.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.